Smash Test Podcast.
What up, Stashers? It's your boy Polo Paul coming to you live and direct. I am your host of the Man Stash Podcast, and this is episode numero tres. Talk to me nice. This episode is about effective communication and how it plays an important, pivotal role into our relationship. Whether it's intimate or it could be work-related or platonic, whatever the case may be, every walk of life that we may encounter, we always start with effective communication. And I love this episode because we see people every day. We deal with people every day. And even if we don't, we deal with ourselves every single day. And we all want one instinct, and that is to be supremely happy in this life, whether it's with someone else, whether it's with yourself, whether it's just with your kids, or whatever things that you have at the end of the day. You always want your needs, wants, and desires met. But I'm going to talk specifically about relationships. Intimate ones or platonic ones or just, you know, work-related ones. Because I feel as though everyone deals with this, you know, specifically, you know, men that I'm, you know, going to address, is that we go through, you know, each day constant of, you know, doing everything externally, you know, whether it's work, whether it's chores, whether it's, you know, the household, everything under the sun. And sometimes we don't communicate properly, whether it's because of our pride, maybe because of our childhood, that we haven't seen, you know, proper effective communication. It could be, you know, our upbringing. It could be past relationships that didn't fall through correctly. Are still using your past to work on your future. Whatever the case may be, we're looking in the here now. So say if you're with a significant other and, you know, you have like a long, you know, tired and busy day, and you come home and you just seem kind of like off, you know, in a funk. And you know, your significant other just say, hey, how was your day? But you just say, hey, it was okay, whatever. That's not effective communication. You want to say, babe, I had a long, you know, entire day. I just need to, you know, just de-stress and relax. And I just need some time either to myself or my time alone with you. I just need a hug. Whatever the case may be. But you just say, oh, it's okay. And you try to deal with it the best way that you possibly can. And that's not the way to go. I always use this analogy when I always talk to, you know, my friends or family members as far as effective communication. That whole dynamic of communication is kind of like a fast food restaurant. Your end state is to have like that meal, that happiness, or let's just say call it a happy meal. Yeah. And it always starts with that drive-thru operator, your significant other. You pull up, you know, maybe the intercom might be broken, but you know for sure the ice cream machine is broken. But aside from that, you are trying to convey of the things that you want. And it may be misconstrued or misinterpreted or misinformed due to the lines or forms of communication. And unfortunately, your significant other is on that opposite end. And all they can do is receive that message the best way that they possibly can and accommodate your needs, wants, and desires the best way that they heard what you want and through their type of interpretation. Now, it might be a little muffled. It might be, you know, incredibly loud, but some shape, form, or fashion, somewhere along the lines of that communication, it just wasn't right. But again, you know, out the love that they have for you, they still try to accommodate you anyway. So you get your receipt. Your receipt is like your red flags in the relationship. And no matter how much you may, you know, yell or scream or don't say anything at all, you always see these red flags. And whether you address them right then and there and say, hey, something's wrong, or not, is solely upon you. But again, we're talking about effective communication. So you see these red flags, right? And this is basically a physical manifestation of what your significant other has interpreted. Now, they're giving you the courtesy of, you know, providing those red flags for you. And sometimes it might not be in the most positive way. But again, it always circles back to how the message was relayed. So not only do you have to go back and adhere or address that receipt or those red flags, but you have to also address and adhere to what you conveyed or see where was the disconnect, the line of communication. Where could that be fixed? How can we assess this dynamic? And how can we, you know, properly fix it? How can we compensate for this specific issue? And you go to the second window and bam, there goes your meal. You already paid for it. You know, you already put down the, you know, groundwork or legwork for it. And there go your meal. And, you know, let's just say that, you know, it's off though. The meal is off. That means that your needs, wants, and desires are not fully met. And how you go about it is totally upon you. Some people will, you know, see, look into the bag, or, you know, look into the issues yet again, and try to address those issues right then and there. Some people might just drive off because they know, like, hey, you know, what I said was wasn't too hard. You know, they couldn't possibly, you know, mess this order up. My significant other knows me. But the thing is, or the fact of the matter is that people change. The same goes for your significant other. Their form or lines of communication might change. Maybe their interpretation of information might have changed. And so it might have changed the whole dynamic of your relationship, but you know for certain it has changed the end state or the result of what you need, want, and desire. You're not fully satisfied. And again, some people might address it right then and there. Some people might drop off and, you know, might pull back around. You know, it might be, you know, it takes time for them to muster up the effort to come back and address that issue or several issues. Or some people might just, you know, drive off and just say, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to take what I can get and, you know, just be dissatisfied. Might be full in some aspects, but what you were looking for or what you were needing or what you desired, it wasn't met. And then you're just left off, you know, dissatisfied. And then you fumble through your thoughts of, should I go back to be dissatisfied again? Should I go to another, you know, establishment or another person or another thing? In some cases, you know, a lot of people or significant others or even yourself may think that if you don't get your needs, wants, and desires met in one place, you'll find it in another. And more often than not, a lot of people think that it deals with another person. It might be, you know, whether it's infidelity in any aspect, or sometimes it could just be they may readjust their efforts or energies into something else. It could be working out. It could be playing, you know, basketball. It could be, you know, playing video games. It could even be spending more time with your kids than your significant other. Whatever the case may be, you're trying to find that satisfaction into somewhere else other than the relationship or situation that you're in right now, the thing that you put yourself into. And both parties are left to their own devices, you know, regardless of, you know, anything. It really depends on the person, their mindset or state, and their discretion about, you know, whatever the case may be. Communication is a very fickle thing, but people are too. And you might ask yourself, well, I get that. The analogy is, you know, clear and concise, but, you know, what can I do to fix it? Or what can I do for my partner for them to understand me a bit better? Well, there's plenty of, you know, tools and trades and resources out there that can help you on your journey with your relationship or any type of interaction. And some people are not used to being either forthcoming or really putting in the legwork to effectively communicate. They just, you know, go off and do what they, you know, need to do and just take what they can get. But you have those, you know, picky people that are just like, nope, I want to make sure that, you know, my needs are met, my needs are right and stuff. But it's like, to whose expense? You might put your partner in a space where they don't feel appreciated. They feel overwhelmed by your demands. They may feel inferior to you of just how you're coming off of saying you want, you need, you desire X, Y, and Z, and you're just double checking, triple checking, or reiterating constantly of all these things. But have you took the time out to, you know, ensure that the transaction between the two of you were handled properly or correctly? Because what happens is, again, like telephone, or in this case, you know, at the fast food restaurant, you got someone on that opposite end that still need their needs and wants and desires met. And in this case, they want to ensure that the customer has been satisfied 100%. But more often than that, they want to ensure that everything is handled correctly and properly so they don't lose their job. Or on a deeper aspect, that significant other is trying to do everything to accommodate you, maybe at the expense of their feelings or the energy into the relationship. And you might be, unbeknownst to you, that something might be wrong with them. And the more that they might be accommodating your feelings or, you know, needs, wants, and desires, you're totally neglecting their own. So you might ask yourself, what is the best way to ensure that I get my needs, wants, and desires met, as well as my partner's? Well, I'm glad you asked, and I will tell you right after this break. Bye. Alright, world. Welcome back to the Man Stash Podcast. Where we left off was trying to figure out or find out what tools or resources that we can utilize to better communicate with a significant other, a family member, coworker, classmate, or colleague. And the first one that I would like to you know, bring to the table is the five love languages. You know, like the, you know, old motto says, you know, how can you love someone else when, you know, you don't love yourself? And that comes off the basis or premise of understanding who you are and how you reciprocate or disseminate love, or, you know, affirmation, affection, acts of kindness. You have all these things that we utilize, whether you come from different background or upbringing. We have some type of way of showing some type of appreciation. And in any type of relationship, the biggest thing that we have to understand is that we have one instinct or one goal. And in this case, we all want to be happy. Or we want a specific task to be done. Whatever it is that you want to be accomplished through your wants, needs, and desires, you first have to understand and analyze yourself. Always do a self-assessment. Like I stated in my previous episode on mental health and mental awareness, you have to be not only aware of your surroundings, but you have to be aware of yourself. You got to understand the mental state or place that you're in order to convey, your issues or problems or trauma, either to a counselor or a person that you can confide in. And the same goes into utilizing effective communication. This book, The Five Love Language, is by the world-renowned famous author Gary Chapman. This book is only about 7 to 8 bucks on Amazon. You can go to your local Barnes or Noble to get the same type of price. Or if you're balling on a budget, you can just go to your local library if it hasn't been reserved from someone else. You get that thing for free. Or you could, just listen to it through your phone, computer, or tablet. The second one is going to be your personality test or temperament test. Now, this test is completely free, but it has foundations or basics of what type of personality that you or your significant other or whomever that you're having these personal, interpersonal relationships or dynamics with, you can understand them a little bit better. It really focuses on your strengths and weaknesses of your qualities and characteristics. Again, this website is openpsychometrics.org. That's openpsychometrics.org. Openpsychometrics.org. And this website is completely free. You and your significant other can sit down, go through the test, or review and read all the qualities and characteristics of the different basic personalities or temperaments to better understand not only yourself, but your significant other, to better accommodate them and get to your instinct or your goal. And the third tool that I personally utilize is a book called What Everybody Is Saying. Now, this book is by the famous author Joe Navarro. Just to expound on Joe Navarro and the brevity and gravity of this book that is so, great, is that he was he's a retired FBI agent whose profession was spy hunting. And the way that he would spy hunt was by being an expert of nonverbal communication and body language. He could tell if someone was lying, when they wanted to leave a room or conversation, when they were withholding information, or being openly confident or non-aggressive or maybe aggressive or with a killer intent or instinct. He would see all these things by just looking at them. And that's, completely crazy. But, back to what I was saying during the first half of this episode, that when you look at those red flags, are you identifying properly? You could be addressing them, but are you sitting down and really self-analyzing or analyzing the situation or those red flags and addressing them the correct way? Well, with this book, you can do just that without by saying anything. Whether it would be a positive or negative reinforcement, you don't want to have any type of communication or anything that you're trying to convey become misconstrued, misinformed, or misinterpreted. All three of these tools and resources are at your disposal, and they don't cost anything over $20. Now, aside from that, we've been talking about, effective communication, but we haven't, expounded or talked about the different types of communication. Well, there's four bases of communication, and that's verbal, nonverbal, written, and visual. Now, whichever way that you may receive the communication, you have to understand that maybe your significant other or any other person that you're dealing with has a specific way that they receive information. Now, we've been talking generally, speaking by just verbal to verbal or face to face, but sometimes that might be a little bit uncomfortable, or maybe certain issues and topics may be uncomfortable for yourself or for the significant other or the both of you. And so there's four bases. So, you know, maybe you might want to try one of those out differently than the, you know, the most general one that, or the most common one that people use, which is the verbal. Aside or along from that, you have different tools or tips and trades to ensure that communication is effective or efficient. The biggest thing is utilizing the power of silence. Whenever you're conveying a message, have them relay that message back to you and just be silent. Sometimes you have to give yourself that natural pause to ensure that you're fully listening, that the person that you're talking to or the person that is conveying the message sees that you're actively listening. Also, mirror your partner. You know, if they, you know, are sitting down, you know, you want to sit down too. You don't want to give off anything of some, you know, superiority or inferiority complex or situation. So, you know, try to mirror your partner in regards to their, you know, social or nonverbal cues or body language. Also, with that being said, this all comes from being flexible. You always have to be a flexible partner or listener, because you don't know what is going to be coming out the other person's mouth. They could be completely irate through their thoughts or feelings or whatever that's festering inside of them. So be, you know, flexible and ensure that you're not coming to a non-aggressive approach. Ensure that you request feedback. We all need a quick heat check. That's a quick nod to the second episode, but we all need that check or that reassurance that, all right, you know, has this, you know, been resolved? Did I receive the message properly? Have I conveyed the message properly or my needs or wants and desires properly? So always try to, you know, request for feedback or some type of assessment, you know, take the criticism or critique, you know, not with a grain of salt, but take it softly. You know, don't, you know, beat yourself too much about it. They love you enough to let you know, like, hey, I want this to be better. And so they at least giving you the courtesy, you know. And the biggest thing that you want to do is cultivate curiosity. No one wants to be with a boring person, you know. And so you want to pique their interest by either using, you know, different various tools. Again, you have four types of communication, and then with the research or information that I've given you, you might want to introduce that into your, you know, dynamic. You never know. Just try to keep things interesting. Try to forget yourself in this type of interaction, and that is a big ego suspension. We all have a sense of pride, a sense of ego, or a sense of self that we hold on to, we cling to. And sometimes with communication, it's a very vulnerable thing, but you have to be open to it. So, you know, just as much as you're open to it or vulnerable to it, yeah, it might hurt if the person is not as open, or they might hurt you. Let it just roll off your back and try to salvage whatever the message may be conveyed. Always stay positive. That just goes back into all the other tips that I have addressed. But with you being positive, ensure that you communicate with enthusiasm. You want this to work. You want to get to the end state. You want to supremely be happy. And even though I'm saying I or you, it's ultimately us, we, togetherness. And if you don't sound excited or enthused, why should we even talk? So that's a, you know, huge and big thing. Sometimes you might want to use humor to kind of lighten the mood or you know, situations, some circumstances. Again, some things that needs to be discussed might not be the most comfortable of things, but, you know, maybe, you know, using a little bit of humor and understand that the right placement or time to in doing so, it could, you know, it could reach out or stretch, you know, for miles on end. Another thing that you want to do is make use of open-ended questions. You know, don't just say, you know, yes or no, sure, maybe. Expound on your answer, because you don't want to leave anything, leave any room for assumptions. And so you want to ensure that you're clear and concise and the message has been conveyed properly. All comes into effective communication. Be sure that you have eye contact. When you say something, you mean it. And the way that you can definitely mean it, not only by your nonverbal cues or your body language, is always the eye contact. You want them to understand, like, hey, you know, this is a serious issue, and I'm not, you know, looking around being distracted through something that's flying around or someone else or, you know, anything else. I'm focused on what we're talking about right now. It keeps them engaged. Also, limit filler words. You know, with this podcast, you know, I use a lot of oohs or ahs, which I'm still trying to work on, but, you know, with practice, you know, it makes perfect. But stop using filler words. You know, again, you want to take a nice little pause and really assess what you're trying to say. Take your time. You know, no one's going anywhere. You'll have plenty of time to, you know, give, you know, each other messages across. So, you know, aside from that, clear off all filler words and just get straight to the point. But do it in an effective and positive way. Communicate openly. You never want to keep your guard up for anything. The reason being is because when you keep that guard up, everything that that person or your significant other may be saying or what you might be saying might bounce back to you. And, you know, with that negative, you know, feedback or, you know, non-responsive feedback, you get frustrated. And then you start to kind of spew out, you know, random things just to get their attention. And that is a big no-go. Also, avoid information overload. It's a big thing to, you know, get your point across and you have all these things. But again, you know, we have these situations or dynamics each and every day, and you don't want to pent up everything. So if you feel something, say it. Speak what's on your mind. Yeah, you want to protect someone's heart or feelings or thoughts, and that's perfectly fine. But at the end of the day, you always want to say that you did the best that you could and you did the best that you can be to convey each and every single message on the spot at that time, so that way there's no issues or anything being either misinformed, misinterpreted, or misconstrued. But most importantly, nothing has not been neglected. Also, you want to communicate that you're on the same team. A lot of people think that it's your way or the highway, but in any type of relationship or situation, you want to ensure that we're still on the same team. I'm not fighting you, I'm not talking at you, but I'm talking to you. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want the both of us to win. Ensure that you're also empathetic with your words, because, you know, sometimes we might come off a little, you know, brandish or harsh. And we want to ensure that we respect their feelings and the person that we're talking to. So ensure that you keep their feelings and thoughts in mind. Ensure that you mention the other person's name. Again, it's all about keeping that person engaged, keep that person interested and curious into what you're saying. You want to lead them with each and every single word that you say. And you, again, you just want to keep them engaged. So sometimes you got to, you know, make sure they're still there by, you know, putting their name, you know, here and there, whether it's through a question, through a scenario or anything like that. You want them to know that I'm talking to you specifically. And you also want to mention that you're speaking as an equal. Sometimes we get into situations and circumstances. For example, if you have kids, we're always constantly talking to them in a you know, parent to child type of way. And sometimes we don't know how to switch from that to my partner. And, you know, that might be a little bit, you know, hard. Or, you know, say even at work, you're in a managerial position or a supervisor position. And when you get home, you're still in that, you know, mind state or that dynamic. And sometimes you got to find that off switch. So, you know, ensure that you speak to that significant other as equal more than anything else. And that's all the tips and tools and trades and resources that I have for this podcast. Thank you, and I appreciate you for listening this podcast to its entirety. This is episode 3. I know it's not perfect, but I'm glad that you guys feel as though I'm deemed worthy of listening to. And I hope that these, you know, different episodes really help you men out there and women that want to understand that man better or son better or brother better, whoever that's in your life as a male figure. This is all for them. Again, this is, you know, purely therapeutic for me to voice out, you know, my, you know, daily life struggles, things that I've learned or experienced over the years that have been, you know, paramount into where I'm at today. Again, no one's perfect, but, you know, it really goes into the effort and energy that you put into it. So we all are about, you know, positive vibes, and I hope that you felt that today and my previous episodes. I will continue to push out content and podcasts each and every Monday. So please, you know, follow, like, listen. Please, I assure that you go out and share, whether it's word of mouth or through your social media platforms. And last but not least, please give me some type of feedback. Again, I'm doing these topics, you know, just kind of out of the random, but I know that, you know, it's doing some good for some people, but I definitely want to reach and branch out to many more. So if you have any topics or discussions that you would, you know, like to talk about, or maybe that you want to join in and, you know, give your two cents on what you have learned or experienced through your daily life struggles as being a father or a dad or a brother, or, you know, for you ladies out there as well, I appreciate you. You are all queens. I support you and uplift you just as much as the men. If you have your two cents that you would, you know, like to put in, please email me, guys, at themanstashpodcast@gmail.com. You can also go through the anchor.fm link, the Man Stash Podcast, where I have listener messages, where you can send a recorded message to me for feedback as well. Or you might have some tips or tools that you might want to share with me, and maybe I can share it on the next, you know, podcast. Or if you have any businesses or things that you want to be promoted, I'll be surely to, you know, help out and advocate that. I'm all about entrepreneurship and, you know, business advocacy. So, again, you can go through my Instagram page. I'm currently working on creating a Facebook page where everyone could see all the daily content, just like the Instagram one. But right now, you know, got to work with what I got. But I want to say thank you and God bless. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
I love you, Daddy.